Yeah.
Can we do running back there?
Yeah. Because
I
want to. Okay, wow. Yeah, it's crazy. I'll be free, guys.
Parents shine toward me. What I thought I saw was not really played, so beautiful and nothing can compare. Oh, we fought so hard to get it, while I sit here and neglect it. It's so beautiful, but I didn't see it yet. Oh, you see me running. Running back to you, oh, running back to you. You see me running, running back to you. Oh, you see me running, oh, running back to you, oh, running back to you. You see me running. And oh, it's so beautiful to be here. And I never wanna leave, never wanna leave, never wanna leave. Ooh, and I don't have to live in fear. Cause I know you're watching over me, watching over me, watching over me. Oh, you see me running, oh, running back to you, oh, running back to you. Oh, you see me running, running back to you. Oh, you see me running, oh, running back to you.
This is the guy. Yeah. That was like a spirit. That was like a positive one. This is like whatever. More like an emotional one. Fries okay with that.
When did you make up Running Man?
Long live Waterbury. Like my first year of Waterbury. Long time.
How many years?
Like 2 years ago.
What was the?
The message.
Yeah.
Kind of like a mixture between like finding my parents again and finding God again. So like when I say, like I couldn't see what you were like showing, the light that you tried to show me, I couldn't see that. I was like Judaism, as in the sense of like I couldn't, like they were trying to give it to me, I didn't want to receive it. And then running back to you is to everybody, to my parents and Hashem, and, you know, well, God is your parent, you know. So yeah.
I was hearing the words running back to you, so I heard that in the words also, but I said that's how you find you.
Mm.
So running back to you is Hashem, your parents, but ultimately that's running back.
Good, and everything.
To yourself.
Love that. Nice.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So they all go together.
Yeah, it goes everywhere.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I like that thought.
Thank you.
Never thought about that.
Bones deep pain, my stereo's on low slipping, my hold us for not a line, not a line. Dreaming of a life I could end, breathing all the fumes that's in the air, screaming. My heart is screaming, one more try, one more try. When I'm falling down and I need a little pick-me-up, tell me how do I cope with all the pain I've got. I'm broken down and I just can't find a reason to. When I'm falling down and I need a little pick-me-up, tell me how do I cope with all the pain I've got. I'm broken down and I just can't find a reason to, or a reason to love, a reason to feel, a reason to come out of the hiding spot I've built, oh, a reason to laugh, a reason to cry, person I've been chasing my whole life. Oh, when I'm falling down and I need a little pick-me-up, tell me how do I cope with all the pain I've got. I'm broken down and I just can't find a reason to. When I'm falling down and I need a little pick-me-up, tell me how do I cope with all the pain I've got. I'm broken down and I just can't find a reason to, oh, reason to love, oh, reason to feel, oh, reason to come out of the hiding spot I've built. Oh, reason to laugh, reason to cry, reason to be the person I've been chasing my whole life. Oh, oh. Chasing my whole life. Oh, oh. Chasing my whole life. Oh, 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 oh. Chasing my whole life. Mm-hmm. When I'm falling down and I need a little pick-me-up, tell me how do I cope with all the pain I've got. I'm broken down and I just can't find a reason to, oh, oh. When I'm falling down and I need a little pick-me-up, tell me how do I cope with all the pain I've got. I'm broken down and I just can't find a reason to, oh, oh. A reason to love, oh, a reason to feel, a reason to come out of the hiding spot I've built. Oh, reason to laugh, oh, reason to cry, oh, reason to be the person I've been chasing my whole life, chasing my whole life.
Wow, 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 wow. Okay, thank you, Bensi, Avi, and Avi, wow. Okay, hopefully we'll continue to ascend and not descend after such a preparation. So let's learn a little bit about the Parsha. Something very special, a pasuk in this week's Parsha, that I think is so powerful to remember and to know, and that is that we know that Yaakov Avinu gave blessing. He gave blessing to his children. And the Pasuk says, Perek Memtes, Pasuk Chavches, it says, after he gave the brachas, Kol Eileh Shifte Yisrael Shnei Masar, 12 Shvatim, as we know, V'zos Asher Diber Lahem Aviem, this is what Yaakov Avinu told them, right? He blessed each one of them differently. And here's the end of the pasuk. Vayivarech oisam, he blessed them. Ish asher kibir chasai beirach oisam. What does that mean? Everyone according to their blessing. He blessed them. What does that mean? Ish kibir chasai beirach oisam. Everyone according to their blessing. So there's a famous, now it'll be famous for you guys, there's a famous Rabbi Yerucham. Rabbi Yerucham says like this. He says, Birchas, it's actually Shruli Levavitz's great-great, I don't know how many, great-great-great-grandfather, Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz. And he says like this, Birchas, and I quote, Birchas kol echad ve'echad ha'isa kafi ha'ro'uy lo'i lefi tivai umidaisav. People think that what's a blessing? A blessing is I'm missing something and I'm lacking in that and you're giving that to me. And it's a little bit the exact opposite. What is Beis Reish, right? Nisanel, you remember this? Beis Reish Chav, right? What is it? Double of everything. Beis is double of Aleph. Reish is double of kuf in gematria. Two is double one. Resh is double kuf. And chaf is double yud. It's the only, the letters beirach, are all double. It's all double. It's multiple, exactly. It's times two. Two hundred, right? Dalet and hey is four and then five. So it's not double. What's the pshat? The pshat is bracha, they say, is melashon brecha. Brecha means that you're adding, it's a pool, it's open. It's like the Chazon Ish said, that how does a person include people? So he says, the bigger the zero, the bigger your zero, the more you could encompass more people. You can encompass more people. People think a blessing, you go to a tzaddik and you get a blessing for something that you don't have. It's ish kibir chasoy beirach. The tzaddik looks at you and that's what he says. Kol adam va'adam. Every person, yesh loy maila miuchedes, has something so special. Beteva, naturally. Betachlis atoiv. And that's already great. Like you need a bracha, right? We know you need to have something in order to have blessing bichal on that. You need something. That's why machal, that's why when you go to Baba, I don't know if they call him, Rabbi Pinchas, why do they have all the wine and meat? You go to the tzaddik, why by Yitzchak? Avram, we were talking about this. Why by Yitzchak Avinu, what does he have to eat? He's giving a bracha to his, to Yaakov, he's giving his bracha to his children. What do you need? Meat and wine and a whole meal. When he goes to Abuchatzera, they have, and then he gives blessing on the wine, right? His grandfather, Baba Sali, would give one arak. What do you need a bracha? Just give the guy a bracha. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that it's chal on something. You can't just give a blessing, a yesh me'ayin. Oh, you're a guy, right? What's the story with the guy who says, oh, I want to win the lottery. Trying to win the lottery, he goes to the, I think it was the story with the Chavetz Chaim, one of the tzaddikim, so I want to win the lottery. How many years you've been davening to win the lottery? He says, 20 years, 30 years. I still didn't win. So he says, did you buy a ticket? He says, I didn't buy a ticket. Right, it's a joke. Why? Because you need it to be chal on something. A guy says, oh, I want to be better in my learning. I want to be better in my learning. Are you learning? No. So how are you going to be better in your learning? Right? I want to be more bal chesed. Do chesed. Do you help anybody? No. There needs to be something to bichal, that the blessing has in it. Yaakov Avinu saw in each of his children, this is what Rabbi Rucham says, Shabbat Milo Zuenim Masiklalis Chaveiro. He does not get near your friend, and you are totally ish kibir chasoy beirach. You have that. What do? You just make it more and more. It just grows more and more. V'nimtza, here, this is incredible. Listen to this line. Shekol avoidas ha'adam be'emes. All you have to do, this is one of my favorite lines of smarter. You have to work smarter, not harder. Eino ela inyan nakel. It's very easy. Shalo ein nidrish mimenu. All he has to do is to be shoimer hadvarim hativim shaloi. All you have to do is keep that which you have already. Mishiyamoid ba minasayinu bezehu kol yesoid ha'avoda. You hear this? He's saying the avoda of a person is just to keep what he already has, to expand the bracha, to take the aleph and make it into a beis, take the kuf, make it into a resh, take the yud and make it into a chaf. That's all you have to do. We spend the time. I was talking to Michal. I said, Michal, I got to share this. Michal gave me permission to share this. I was talking to Michal, and he said, let me go get my notebook. I'm like, your notebook? So I said, your notebook? What's your notebook? So he has a notebook. That's number one. He has a notebook. I'm just going to read three of the things that he writes in his own personal notebook. Number one, we're not going to go into these so much. Everyone is jealous of what you have. Nobody is jealous of how you got it. Yeah, Michal wrote that. Okay, ready for this one? Ready for this one? Giving up and not being good at something. Giving up and not being good at something are two completely different things. Giving up and not being good at something are two completely different things. And here's the last one. I'm not tying it all together. Listen to this one. This is crazy. Successful people, so I'm going to do this slow. Successful people see opportunity in every failure. Regular people see failure in every opportunity. Ready for this one? Both are right, but only one becomes successful. Okay, we can give a shiur, maybe we will, on each one of those. And the quote, by the way, guys, these are just a few, I didn't have time. Why am I sharing this with Michal? Ish kevir chasei beirach. Nobody knows how you got this, except for now, everyone knows that you got this. When you get a notebook, and it's not about getting a notebook, it's about tapping into yourself. It's about really, really taking yourself seriously and investing. You know, we were talking about yesterday. First of all, thank you, Michal. Thank you so much. I naturally, by the way, as I close this, this is not because like I'm used to like kissing things. I naturally, it's not a safer, but it is a safer. The Sasema says, we got to get ready for Purim already. The Sasema says that everybody is going to have their own Megillah. Everyone has their own Megillah. And the story starts off that it was 2000, right? What year are you guys born? 2004, 2006, 1999, maybe somebody, right? 2001, 2003. And that's when the story, Mazel Tov, you're born, beautiful baby boy is born. And that's how the Megillah, that's how your Megillah starts. You're the oldest in the family, you're the youngest in the family. You have this, Yudi. Welcome, Yudi. The avoda, we spoke about this yesterday, we mamish, and this is like This is like really, really, really what the Yetzirah wants to keep us away. That's why the Yetzirah is getting, as we're getting closer to Mashiach, we're literally at the footsteps of Mashiach. One of the biggest distractions that we have is to be distracted from investing and loving. When we say loving, it means to literally invest in yourself and to be hyper-focused on yourself and to be shomer, to protect, to put gates around yourself. We're in a generation where it's all about other people. It's all about what he thinks. That's why I love that. I love that. Nobody is jealous of the work that a person puts in. Everybody wants the right. Social media just shows the final. Everyone wants the end result, and see, and that's what we see. We see that successful person. You see a successful person, and you're like, that's what I want. But you don't see the sweat and tears. You don't see the failures. You don't see the shortcomings. You don't see the hard work that it takes to get there. Ish keber chasei beirach means that you have. That's why it was so min hashamayim. Bensi, as you were singing that song, that I'm running back to you, is that, it's so deep for me when I heard you saying, and your parents, and Hashem, and that's why I shared what I shared, because ultimately, if a person is really, really, I was thinking actually last night, because I have in my room, I have like mirror, I have like in my closets, I have a mirror. And there's a mirror, Mir Tashem, you'll see when you get married, a lot of mirrors, right? There used to be a time, they say the story, I think, of a stipler. Not that I'm blaming it on mommy. I'm saying it used to be, right, Avram's here, Avram. Love to have Avram. Just to say, even though it's a little bit of a private thing, we were talking last night about Avram always loves to talk to Parshas. I give everybody here a bracha. You should have the feeling, we were talking for like 20, 25 minutes, or however long it was, later on, just the parsha, why this, and why that one, and Yitzchak, and Yosef, and blah, 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 blah. And I said to myself, thank you, Hashem. I give everybody here a bracha. You'll be'ez Hashem, be zocha to talk about life, talk about Yaakov. You'll talk about the brothers. You'll have that feeling. There's no greater feeling to have a relationship with your children, to have a relationship with your spouse. There's no greater feeling to be connected, to have long, deep conversations about, well, what's this, what's this, what's that, like to connect, and it's great. Back to the mirrors. They say the stipler, I said the story? So say it, Avram. I want Avram to say it. Please, Avram. Avram's a big tzaddik, everybody. Look at that yid. Look at that yid. He looks like a yid. He looks like a Jew. Looks like he's got the tzitzis over. It's proud. That's proud. You're proud. I like that. Well, sometimes when I go to the airport, right, it's like the guy at the baseball game, right, wearing the baseball cap. Like, oh, no one can tell you, right? I put on a name, right? Those are the guys you know are the chassidim and the thing, right? Sometimes I'm like self-conscious, you know. I'm always jealous of a person. When I got married, I grew out my beard. I said, finally, okay, I don't have to shave. I don't have to look. I'm married already, right? I say to look like a yid. You know how beautiful that is? I'm jealous. I don't know if the word's jealous. I learn from people who have payas and a this and a long beard, and they wear the tzitzis out because you know what it is? The pshat is, you know, like the Lubavitchers out in, you know, Thailand or wherever they are, just, you know, walking around with their stuff, with their big yarmulkes, you know, Shalom Friedfertig, just, right, he's on Shalom Friedfertig, right? He's on one of the pictures over there. I was so happy he was on there, right? It's one of the beautiful things. When I see Avram, I'm Amish, I'm like, it's hard. I'm not like that. I like to be, I still have my American side. I'm not, I got to do tshuva. You got the America, what do they say? You leave Mitzrayim. The Satmar Rebbe said this. You leave Mitzrayim. It says, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why is it called Yitzias? Why, you've heard this from me? Why is it called Yitzias Mitzrayim? should be called, it's not my kasha, Masad Rav says, should be called Yitzia Mimitzrayim. What's Yitzia Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim, whatever, but another pshat is that Yitzia Mitzrayim is that Mitzrayim has to leave. You could leave Mitzrayim, but does Mitzrayim leave you? So you could be in, you could go on a plane for 11 hours and be in America, but you still got, right, I always say it takes much longer than 11 hours to get to Eretz Yisrael. By the time? Yeah, with the Yankees. It's like it takes, right, the story that I heard, I'll tell you the story I heard. The story I heard was he had Hana. That's the story they said 35 years ago, Harav. They said, Hayalo Hana'a, that he heard that the Yankees won the World Series. Even though he was from, yeah, okay, the Orioles, I don't know. But, yeah, okay, the story evolves in different things. But the point is, right, exactly. It's all whether you're coming from the Bali Musar or that way, that's how they'll say the story. But what's the point? The point is, the bottom line of the story, Stipler, thank you. The way the story goes, is to get it out of you, to get it out of you. So the mirrors, but how did I get to that? We always, Avi, get me back. What?
With the mirror,
I know, but how did I get to that afterwards?
You're talking about your bedroom.
The what?
Talking about your bedroom with the mirror.
No, I know, but...
what other people are thinking.
Okay, the point is, I don't remember. Avi, come on, Avi. Chat GPT. So what's the pshat? The pshat's like this. You look at yourself, the Stipler, the story is, he walked by a mirror. Could you imagine the story when he was probably 50, 60 years old? The Stipler is Reb Chaim Kanievsky's father. Chazanish, his brother-in-law, is a gadol b'Yisrael. They say, Reb Chaim said, right? Avram just told me yesterday from the book. It says he had Ruach HaKodesh. They say a story about the Stipler. I heard this from the guy that it happened to. The guy that this happened to told me this story, that he came to the Stipler. Could you imagine this? He came to the Stipler, and there was a guy who was, they were lining up to say, to get a bracha from the Stipler. And this guy, first of all, they used to say to the Stipler used to say, actually, people would line up and get brachas. He says, I don't understand why everyone comes to get brachas from me. All I do is keep the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, yeah. So the pshat's like this. Literally said, a guy said, that he, someone who went to visit the Stipler before, there was a guy who the Stipler, he yelled at. He was like that. He had trouble hearing, and he yelled at the guy. And he says, whatever he said, and the guy got out, and he was all embarrassed. And he left. And someone came to the Stipler and said, what did you do? You embarrassed him. So the guy told me, who was there, he said, the Stipler said when the guy walked in, he saw the Malach HaMavis on top of his head. He had Ruach HaKodesh. He saw in this guy that this guy today was going to die. He saw the Malach HaMavis, Mamish, on top of his head. So what does it say? Anyone who's Mevayish someone, if you embarrass someone, it's as if you killed them. So I screamed that he'd be embarrassed, and he left, and he's okay. So now how do you get to that crazy story? So next time you see someone yelling at someone, okay, maybe he has Ruach HaKodesh, right? But what's the pshat? The pshat's like this. They say he walked by a mirror, and afterwards he told someone, you remember this, Momo? He walked by a mirror, and then he told someone, who is that guy? He looked like such an Erlich HaTzadik, that guy. Who was that? He was talking about himself.
Same story.
He was talking about himself. Also, same thing. So why was I saying that? Because we live in a world where we're checking ourselves, we're always looking at ourselves. Listen to the irony of it. The irony is, what's the irony? You guys know what irony is. It's a paradox. Here I'm looking at myself, I have 1,700 mirrors, you have your phone, you could do the mirror thing, or you click the photo thing, you gotta make sure you look good, this, you know exactly what you look like. I always say that's why people have trouble changing. Why do people have trouble changing? Because imagine waking up in the morning, looking in the mirror, and someone else is there. You'd be like, right? You want to make sure you see what you're used to seeing. So when you're inside, you start changing. You're like, whoa, slow down. I don't want to change so quickly. But listen to the irony of it. We look at ourselves, and we see ourselves, but we don't really look inside and see ourselves. We're looking at everybody else. We see ourselves. How ironic is it that we look in the mirror and look in the mirror, but we're so covered up. And really the blessing, the greatest blessing, is to be able to see yourself, to be able to know yourself, to be able to be in yourself, to be able to know the fully yourself. What's love? What's real, real love? Love isn't just loving the good parts of yourself and the people in your life who you're going to love. It's not like the people that everything is great and it's awesome. Real love is when the kid is dirty, when someone has bad, right? To hug someone, why does everyone love? I mean, it's Emir Teshem, we have a week to prepare. We have more than a week to prepare for Rabbi Kalish HaTzadik. Why does everyone love Rabbi Kalish? One of the reasons why everyone loves Rabbi Kalish is because he truly, 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 and this is one of the main things. Why? Because he loves, I've said this to Maidan, you just said that? I made up this pshat, I think a few weeks before, and I said it over, what was it, not last year, 2 years ago I said it. 2 years ago I said it over. I said, when a person is in bed and he's tameh, and didn't wash his hands, that's when we say, Rabba Emunasecha. Hashem says, I love you. I have faith in you. Not when you got out of bed. When you have faith in somebody and you love someone, oh, I love, right? What is it, a fair weather fan, what's it called? When you love a team, you love a player, it's not because he won the championship. Everyone loves, oh, I love LeBron. I love this one. Of course you love the guy. It's loving someone when he's down. That's what I was saying, Rabbi Kalish loves someone when he's down. That's real, true love. That's real, real love. To love yourself, to love all of yourself. Ish kevir chasei beirach is all of your blessing is inside of yourself. I'll end off with a story. We were in Krakow last year. Thank you. I was in Krakow last year. We were many of us were together in Krakow. And there's the famous shul in Krakow. We need ChatGPT for this. For shul in Krakow, treasure. We'll read the story quickly because it's a true story. Mamasha, true story. Treasure found shul, Krakow, ChatGPT. We got it. It should come up. And then the Salon Avram. Avram, you'll read the Hilchos Lashon Hara. ChatGPT, here we go. Poland. Here we go. Yes. Thank you. Here it goes, guys. This is it. Thank you. The Isaac Synagogue in Krakow, Poland is steeped in legend and history. I'm ending off with this, and then we'll go, and then Avram will read Hilchos Lashon Hara, what you're up to in that thing, please. The Isaac Synagogue in Krakow, Poland is steeped in legend and history. According to a well-known tale, its founder, Isaac Jakubowicz, a poor but pious Jew, repeatedly dreamed of a treasure hidden under a bridge in Prague. Upon traveling there, he encountered a guard who ironically mentioned having dreamed of a treasure beneath the stove of a man named Isaac in Krakow. Realizing the treasure was in his own home, Isaac went back home, found it, and he used his newfound wealth to build a shul. So he had this dream. He had a dream. It's a true story. It's a shul in Krakow. He kept on having this dream of a treasure, and he traveled, and he meets a guard, and the guard says, oh, that's so funny. I had a dream. And he had to go all the way back home. It's like, isn't that funny? Running back to you. I got to run. You got to run to the entire world to come back to you. I have to run to Eretz Yisrael. Why does everybody come to Eretz Yisrael? What do I have to need to go to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael? Well, I have to go on this journey and I have to go there. What am I running to find? I'm just running my whole life. Running back to find yourself. Ish kibir chasoy beirach isam. It's right under your nose. The treasure is right under your nose. Okay, Avram. Bless us. Avram, I just want to say, Avram and Nisanel, amazing that you guys have a chat. have a chat of that protects you from everything and gives a person life, mamish life. Mia Isha Chavetz Chaim, go Avram, please.
Listener to speak Lashnara. Example, I don't even want to tell you what he did. To answer a question by replying, I can't tell you it's Lashnara, also falls under the category of Avak Lashnara.
Beautiful. So Avak Lashnara, remember, Avak means like gut. Avak Lashnara, another example of Avak Lashnara is, right, you go to a restaurant. I know this sounds hard to hear. You go to a restaurant, you go to a pizza shop, and you ask the guy, this is very hard, you ask the guy, how was the pizza? That's a avak lashara, because you're setting him up to say, oh, it wasn't so good. Oh, how do you like the band that played at the wedding? That's a avak lashara, because you're not saying the band wasn't good, but you're setting the guy up. Same thing. Even if you say, yeah, I don't want to talk about it, you know, it's lashara. Now if you want to say I don't want to talk about people in general because that's Lashonara, that's not Lashonara, meaning that wouldn't be Avak Lashonara. Hashem should help us all. Ish kibir chasei beirach, oisam. I just want to say it's really, really, really incredible. I think our first week back in yeshiva was extra strong. I'm very impressed, very humbled that I don't even want to say how many more yeshiva days we have left, because I know when I spoke on Sunday, it was 49 days, so we're probably at about 43 days left, 44 days left of yeshiva days till Pesach time, which is pretty crazy. Over the weekend, Amir Tashem, next week, then again, you know, the countdown is on. Let's take advantage. Try and take advantage as much as you can. It's hard. Michal, thank you for your inspiration. Michal Zupnik, thank you. So I'll be zeichet to have an incredible Shabbos. Have an amazing first day of the rest, first Shabbos of the rest of your life.